Welcome back to Gabbing with Gabe. And today we have an interview with Kelly Farrell, who is one of the new additions to The Real Housewives of Atlanta for season 16. We're getting deeper into the season, obviously, and I feel like Kelly has just really continued to prove herself as a really great addition to the show, someone who I can imagine at least being around for quite some time on The Real Housewives of Atlanta. She checks a lot of boxes. She has compelling personal storyline. She has a really beautiful family that she has done a great job with. She has connected very quickly with the group, both the newbies and the existing women. And I feel like everybody seems to mostly like her too, which is also important. I love her dynamic with Portia. I think that they have a great banter. They don't get along really easily, but I think they have respect for how one another handles conflict and sort of each other's, they have respect for each other's game is how I'll say it, I guess. And, you know, I think that Kelly, when she first joined the show, I've talked about this a lot, how like it's advantageous to join a show with somebody else, that you're not the only newbie joining for a season, right? And I think for Kelly, like she had Britt, who she got along with, and they were kind of buddy-buddy for a lot of the beginning of the season. Clearly that turns at some point. My hunch is that it has to do with Paris, the stylist that we keep seeing pop up, that Kelly in the most recent episode mentioned that she has been working with for a while, and Britt doesn't have a stylist, so she let her use Paris for the Nashville trip. And I think they're including that to kind of foreshadow potentially that becoming an issue between them. And because we know they're not friends right now. And in my interview with Kelly today, she does mention that we'll see it on the show, whatever plays out between them. It does not happen after the season stops filming. It happens in the season. And I think that's a point of intrigue for a lot of people because they are so close seemingly at this point in the season that we're seeing play out right now. And you should know also that I did record this interview before the Nashville episode came out. So I didn't have that hunch until that episode. Otherwise, I would have asked her about it. But we did, you know, we talked about her joining the show, her being open, and then, you know, her family stuff. But I think the biggest question I had was like, listen, she was standing right there when Britt made the pistols comment. And I think a lot of people are wondering how she didn't hear that. And I asked her about that. So I think you'll be interested to hear what she had to say in response to that. I think another thing Kelly has going for her is like, yeah, she was loyal to Britt. And I think she had, you know, every right at that point to have loyalty to Britt. But she also really did connect with Kenya in a deep way. And I think that she's maintained a connection to Kenya. And she spoke highly of her in this interview still. So a lot to love about Kelly. And again, I'm excited for what her future on The Real Housewives of Atlanta entails, because I could really see her blossoming or continuing to blossom in the future. And the last thing I'll say about her before I get to the interview is like, Kelly stays hosting an event. I feel like almost every episode she's hosting them at her house. She's hosting the garden party. She's hosting the Balmain event. She's hosting a birthday party for her daughters. Like, Kelly is throwing events. She's putting in the work, and I have so much respect for it. So I just really think that Kelly is all in, and I really enjoy my chat with her. So keep listening for my chat with Kelly Farrell from The Real Housewives of Atlanta. Tune into the show Sundays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Bravo. And please make sure to rate, review, and subscribe to Gabbing with Gabe wherever you're listening to this right now. We'll be back one more time this week on Friday. Thanks for listening. I want to gab. All right, today we're gabbing with Kelly Farrell, who is one of the new additions to season 16 of The Real Housewives of Atlanta. This has been such a great start to the season. And Kelly, I really believe that you have been such a fantastic presence on the show so far. And it's only been 6 episodes. So Kelly, I'm so excited to have some time with you. How are you? How has this experience been so far?
It's been amazing. Oh my God. Thank you so much for having me first. And no, I'm super excited. It's been such a phenomenal season so far.
It really has. Obviously, filming it is one experience, but having it air is a completely different experience.
Yeah.
What has that been like for you to kind of get the feedback and to watch the reactions?
So it's been good. You know, it's so crazy. You know, we filmed like almost a year ago. So like to see everything now just kind of play out, and, you know, I don't get to see what the rest of the ladies are filming either. So like to see like what the ladies are saying and what they have going on as well has been very interesting. You know, I've been able to actually enjoy watching the show just like the fans. So it's been really good.
What is something that you have learned, like, since watching the show, like, that you saw for the first time? You were like, oh,
Well, you know, everybody has some strong opinions going on that I didn't know about.
Right.
But it's good. You know, it's always interesting to see, again, like, you know, how some people feel. They might not have necessarily said those things to you personally, but to see, you know, their overall feelings, you know, with the other girls in the group. So it's been interesting. It's an interesting dynamic for certain.
It's enlightening, isn't it? To see what people really think.
Oh, definitely enlightening. That is the most perfect word. Enlightening. Yes.
I'm sure it is. I'm sure it is, especially for your first time. And I really do. I want to commend you at the top here for your openness, because obviously, like, you've had an up and down story. And I just think that, like, your willingness to share all of that, warts and all, that's what being a housewife is really all about, in my opinion. It's just like being a completely open book. And again, it can't be easy. It's a difficult topic. So I just wanted to commend you. And I'm curious if it was difficult for you to be open about that on national television, or does that come naturally to you? What was sort of the mental process of getting there to share that?
First of all, thank you. I appreciate that. Because, you know, it is different for me. So I've done a number of television shows, mostly for cooking, and nothing in regards to, like, telling my personal life and what that looks like. I've been very private, especially for the last 8 years and in my life, and extremely private with my divorce. So it was very difficult. But, you know, when you go on these reality shows, such as myself, there is no you know, cut and paste. Like, you have to actually be your authentic self and, like, really give your real. And especially, you know, during those moments in your life. So I didn't get to pick and choose what I wanted to share. My life is my life. And I said to myself, when I went on the show, I wanted to be able to, you know, just really live in my truth. And for me, it was almost kind of some sort of like a sense of therapy, where I can actually share what it is that I'm going through, and no matter how tough times get, or sometimes not as, you know, sometimes as good as times get, right? Like, we can have some our ups and our downs, but I wanted to be able to share that journey with others and hopefully be able to inspire and motivate the next person that's going through a divorce and let them know there, you know, it is light after the storm, and it's a beautiful rainbow after that storm, and I'm very grateful for that. So yeah,
that's great to hear. So
thank you.
Is everything mostly settled between you and your ex? Like, where does that stand right now that you can say?
Well, I am officially divorced. I can't say everything is settled.
Congratulations.
Yes. Okay. Thank you. Officially divorced, you know, and clearly I've, you know, never been divorced before. So I didn't realize after divorce, you still have so many things to settle financially, physically, you know. So it's so many things that still transpire after that official document is signed, and that's the process. So, you know, although my divorce is finalized, I'm still going through life. Life is still lifing.
Life's still lifing.
Yeah. Yes, it is. But it's getting better. It's getting better. Yeah.
Good. Yes. And I also want to say that, like, we most recently saw this really amazing scene between you and your oldest daughter, Chloe. And I feel like that, I really loved that scene, because it's clear that you have, one, done such a great job of raising your daughters, but also, two, like, that relationship in particular just seems really special. And, like, obviously it's mother-daughter, but there seems to be some sisterly qualities to it as well, like, in terms of how open you are with one another. Can you just speak to, like, that scene airing? I'm sure you've probably gotten some pretty good feedback from people seeing that.
Did. Yeah. So that scene, gosh, I looked at the scene, because, you know, you film so much, so you don't know what's going to, like, be shown and not shown. But I specifically remember that day and how emotional that day kind of was for me. And it all play out was just like, wow, you know. But Chloe's my firstborn. And, you know, I had Chloe when I was young. I was definitely, what, 21, 22. Mm-hmm. So Chloe and I have a very special bond. And I have a special bond with all of my girls. I'm very open. I'm very honest, very transparent. But Chloe specifically, you know, she's the oldest, and she kind of went through this divorce with me. You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of difficult, but at the same time, I never want my children alone to, one, you know, when I was growing up, we didn't have social media. So now it's social media, you know, and you get to see everything. And it's like, if anything is to happen, I want them to hear it from me first before they hear it from their friends, their friends' moms, their teachers, the strangers. I always want to make sure that they hear it from their mom first. And I'm able to give them the truth of what that looks like before anybody spin another narrative for them. Yeah, and yeah. I'm grateful for that. And they're very understanding and they're very amazing children. And they give me a lot of grace. And I'm very thankful for that for my daughters. So, you know, that conversation that Chloe and I had are like many conversations that we have. And I want to be open and truthful with her. And she, you know, she knows to protect her sisters the way that I do. And I know how to protect all of my children the way that I do. So, I'm glad that we were able to have that moment and share again, you know, what my truth and my journey has looked like.
Yeah, I really did love that scene.
Thank you.
So to get into some of the drama of the season so far, which it has not been light on.
If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door. No insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
Close your eyes, exhale, feel your body relax, and let go of whatever you're carrying today.
Well, I'm letting go of the worry that I wouldn't get my new contacts in time for this class. I got them delivered free from 1-800-CONTACTS. Oh my gosh, they're so fast.
And breathe.
Oh, sorry. I almost couldn't breathe when I saw the discount they gave me on my first order. Oh, sorry. Namaste.
Visit 1-800-CONTACTS.com today to save on your first order.
1-800-CONTACTS.
My dad taught me a lot, including how easy it is to forget to cancel things. So I downloaded Experian, my BFF, big financial friend. Experian could help me cancel my unused subscriptions and lower my bills, saving me hundreds a year. Get started with the Experian app today. Your big financial friend's here to help you save smarter. Results will vary. Not all bills or subscriptions eligible. Savings not guaranteed. $631 a year. Average savings with 1+ negotiations and 1+ cancellations. Paid membership with connected payment account required. See Experian.com for details.
Experian.
I guess one thing I want to clarify with you is, like, you know, we saw everything happen with Britt at the vault and then with Kenya at the salon. But when it comes to what happened at the end of the vault dinner, obviously we heard Britt bring up the pistols comment. And I think that some viewers are curious because you were standing right near her and you said that you didn't hear the comment. Can you explain, like, just your perspective on that? Because it's one thing to see it on TV. It's obviously another to be there in person.
Absolutely. So I heard all of this commotion going on, but I wasn't, you know, I knew that they were going back and forth, but I didn't realize it was going to transpire the way that it did. Right. And, you know, I take my security with me everywhere, especially, you know, with my situation mm-hmm. that I have going on. And then, of course, we were, you know, in an area that, you know, we weren't in Buckhead. So it's a little different. Right.
Okay.
But at the same time, I didn't hear when I heard her say that comment about the gun. I was assuming she was saying that because maybe she was by herself and we were in Bankhead. I did not realize that she was saying that towards Kenya. Right? Which is, I didn't. That's why I said, girl, don't worry about that. We have Kenny here, right? So me reiterating that we have Kenny here was to protect us, not to to harm anyone in the group. Absolutely. So that's what, you know, I assumed that she was saying. I did not know that that comment was towards Kenya at all. I would never even, you know,
I think that's a really good clarification, honestly, because obviously it's kind of it's obviously a very messy thing. And then, you know, it's interesting because it's like you've said that you think that sort of Brit has always sort of had something for Kenya, but Brit says that she thinks Kenya's always sort of had something against her in the situation. And I guess it's a matter of perspective. And obviously you were on the front lines of that whole thing. And I feel like as a viewer, it doesn't feel like until the end of the vault dinner that anything really beyond just like classic housewife shade was really like said between them. What's your read on why it escalated between them? Brit said that she was triggered. Like, what do you think?
Honestly, I don't know. I'm still confused because you got to think about it, right? Like, I had the most amazing time with Kenya. Mm-hmm. I had a different, you know, taste of Kenya than clearly what Brit has experienced or whatever may trigger her. I'm not sure. I was never triggered by any of the ladies. You know, it's housewives, you know, we give classic shade. We have a good time. And we make up. We bring olive branches and olive oil. and you know, like, you know, we have a good time and we talk about it over a glass of champagne if we didn't like what, you know, someone had said about us. So
right.
I'm not sure what really truly triggered Brit. All I can say is I've never had that experience with Kenya. Me and Kenya hit it off since we met from day one. Mm-hmm. She's an amazing mom. She's an amazing entrepreneur. I didn't have the same experience. I can't say what truly triggered Brit. I just, you know, I think it's very unfortunate with how everything transpired. And I just hate that it happened the way that it did.
Of course.
I mean, that's all I can say. Yeah.
Right. And last thing about this, and we'll move on. You post on your Instagram story that defending somebody, then experiencing why nobody likes them is so humbling. You post on your Instagram story.
Mm-hmm.
You know, presume that's about Brit. And I'm curious if, you know, now seeing where your friendship has netted out right now, do you regret at all sort of riding hard for Brit after everything that transpired? Like you left the hair spa event to sort of go support her, even though you obviously do have a good friendship with Kenya. But so do you regret at all some of the support you gave Brit around that time or no?
No, I don't. And let me just say this. Like, I am a very loyal friend. Anyone that knows me knows that I ride hard for my friends. And I also ride hard for what's right and for what's wrong. No matter what our relationship looks like now, I would never change what I did. One, I would never stay and watch another woman tore down or belittled at an event where we should be uplifting, inspiring, and celebrating, right? People show you who they are and you just have to believe them. You know, unfortunately, we want to, you know, make people be bigger and better than sometimes what they kind of believe in themselves. So neither here or there. No, I would never change my, you know, decision on walking out. I would still do the same thing. Yeah.
Got it. Okay, I totally respect it.
Sierra has all the best active and outdoor brands you need, from athletic stuff, like a full court pickup game, swish, to athletic-ish stuff, like a half mile stroll. Get those steps in! And for morning hikes up the mountain trail, good pace, to nighttime ghost stories from the camping chair. What a twist! Whatever level of active, Sierra loves it all. Head to Sierra or Sierra.com for the brands you want at the prices that let you do it all. From athletic to athletic-ish, Sierra's got it.
Starting a business can seem like a daunting task, unless you have a partner like Shopify.
They have the tools you need to start and grow your business. From designing a website to marketing to selling and beyond, Shopify can help with everything you need. There's a reason millions of companies like Mattel, Heinz, and Allbirds continue to trust and use them. With Shopify on your side, turn your big business idea into... Sign up for your $1 per month trial at shopify.com/special offer.
I think a lot of people are intrigued in terms of where it goes wrong between you and Britt.
Yeah.
Are we going to see that on the show, or is that something that happened since filming?
No, you definitely see it on the show.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. Unfortunately, you do. Yeah.
Unfortunately. Okay.
Unfortunately. Yeah.
Well, one dynamic that I really love, Kelly, is your your and Portia's dynamic, because
as you said,
like, you clearly have like a mutual respect over like your ability to like verbally spar and like do the ping pong thing, as you said. And I just think that like that, again, that to me is like kind of what Housewives is about, is like, even if like you can be sort of oil and water, like you still are able to like kind of do that. Talk to me about that dynamic, because like it just feels like it's not that serious between you two, which I think is great.
Yes. You know what I love about the situation with me and Portia? We can have our moments, we can go back and forth, but at the end of the day, like, we can still support one another and we can still be in a space and still motivate and encourage and, you know, like, just shine, you know? And I think that's the most beautiful part about Housewives, because it is a sisterhood. It's an ensemble cast. And you want to make sure that, you know, like, you're building, although you might have had relationships prior to the show, but now you're building new relationships and new sisterhoods with these other women. And I think that's the most amazing part, you know? So, no, we definitely have our moments for certain. But you will also see the moments where we can come together and support one another. And I think that's even more important.
I completely agree. And again, it just doesn't feel like it's ever that deep, which is...
No!
Again, that's the most fun to watch. And I think another thing that I think people are sort of wondering about, or I don't know if they're like, if they want Shamia to be mad at Portia, or if she actually is.
Yeah.
Are they cool right now, or like...
I should speak on that. I can tell you that Shamia is my girl. And
oh,
I can tell you that you have never had a friend like Shamia. I think she is amazing. I think she's loyal. I think she is the most perfect housewife. Yeah. I don't know. And honestly, whatever has transpired between her and Portia, my one thing that I could just pray for is that they work it out.
Okay.
You know? Yeah.
Okay. All right. So. Well, I was listening to Never Had this morning while I was working. So I think it's one of the best Housewives songs in a very long time.
She's crushing it. She's like on the charts. I'm so happy for her.
I mean, the fact that she was in a girl group with Carrie Hilson and Shamari is just...
Right?
I mean,
that speaks
legit
for itself. Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. In terms of what you have going on in your businesses, like, I know that obviously some of it's tied up with probably settling stuff from your divorce, but... Are we going to get a Cooking with Kelly follow-up? Are you interested in opening more locations for Nana's Chicken and Waffles? Like, talk to me about sort of the expanding Kelly empire on the back of this amazing platform that you're on now.
You know, I'm always looking to build this little waffle empire, one waffle at a time.
Hey.
and sometimes the waffles connect and sometimes they're not, but we are working on it. You know, I have the products. I'm super excited.
Amazing.
You know, I have the waffle mix, 24 karat gold maple syrup. We just went on and did the mimosa mix, is now available. So everything's good. Of course, we're always working on new locations, always working on franchising. And you just never know. Maybe you'll get a Mommy and Me cookbook soon.
Oh, that sounds fun. I love that. I also need to try the waffles, Kelly.
Yes.
Keep on hearing about the waffles.
Send you some goodies. I'll send you some goodies.
I would really love that.
Yeah.
So obviously, you know, we are still very early in the season, which is kind of wild, because it feels like we have so much to work with already. Again, we're just 6 episodes in. And I really, between you, Britt, Angela, and Shamia, like the new class of Atlanta Housewives has really been bringing in, I think, for the most part, has been received just really, really well. What does that feel like? Because I think a lot was riding on season 16. You know, it was kind of a soft reboot for the show, and it's gone over really well.
It's been amazing. I mean, we're number 2 on Peacock. I was like, wow, this is Amazing. Did you say 2-2-2?
Hey.
So excited. It's been good. It's been really good. We had a fantastic season. I mean, of course, we had that like huge controversy in the beginning, but
yeah, of course.
After that, like we still got to it. We still had a great time. We traveled, we connected, reset, rebirth, relived. We did all of the reliving moments and kind of caught up to where we needed to be. And, you know, life was still life in during those times. So you get to see a little bit of all of it. But, you know, I think we definitely put in the work and definitely, you know, the newbies definitely were able to hopefully bring some growth to the
It seems that way. And obviously, you know, towards the end, we'll get Phaedra added to the mix.
Yes.
It sounds like you two really hit it off and have a really good friendship. Are we going to see her get into the drama, or is she there for just the fun? Like, talk to me about what she'll bring to the show when she's added.
I think Phaedra might have stepped into the drama.
Okay.
I thought she was coming to bring us some medicine, but clearly she did not.
More.
No, I thought she was coming to bring us some medicine, but no. Phaedra came in and she, you know, she stepped right into the moment. It wasn't much left, but she definitely got an in on the tail end for certain.
Okay. All right.
But love me some Phaedra. No, yeah, we had a great time. Yes.
I mean, me too. And then last question for you, Kelly, you know, again, early in the season, but a lot going on.
Mm-hmm.
Are you taking notes for the reunion? Are you already mentally preparing for that? Because it's going to be here before we know it, probably.
Seriously, because these episodes are going so fast. And yeah, it's been a lot of note taking in this phone for certain. Okay. I'm probably at least about 2 pages in right now.
Okay, so is it like not everybody has their own folder? It's one long sort of laundry list for you?
I have a lot. Yeah, I have bullet points. And then I think I'm going to have to go back and like name them. You know what I mean? Like,
got it. Yeah,
Keith's folder. Sure. Angela's folder.
Color coordinated.
I'm going to have to color coordinate. And look, I even might have to put like the stars, like the people I really need to talk about, like really need to like address and then least address. Yeah. Some things are not worth it. Some things are just like,
of course. Yeah, it's like in order of urgency, we'll go from
there. Oh, absolutely. Right. We have a few urgent matters that we need to clear up.
Oh,
but
absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm sure about that. Well, Kelly, this has been such a pleasure getting to chat with you. And I'm just looking forward to hearing more from you and hearing more of your story on the show. It really has been a pleasure. And I think I speak for a lot of people who are really excited about the prospect of seeing more of you on TV going forward. So thanks for sharing your story and thanks for taking the time today.
Thank you so much. I'm super excited. Thank you for having me always.
Of course.
All right.
Thank you for listening to the show. Subscribe to Gabbing with Gabe on any podcast platform to listen to new episodes, and subscribe to Gabbing with Gabe on YouTube to watch full-length versions of our interviews. We'd also love your support with a 5-star review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. You can follow me at Gibsonoma on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok, and keep up with all things Gabbing with Gabe at Gabbing with Gabe on Instagram and TikTok. Gabbing with Gabe is an independent podcast hosted by me, Gibson Johns. It's produced by myself and Riley Dabbs. Graphics are by Rachel Roth, and our cover art photography is by Troy Hallahan. If you want to reach out about guest booking, sponsorship, or advertising opportunities, email us at gabbingwithgib@gmail.com. Thank you again for your support, and see you next time.